Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
A very good evening to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Welcome to Point of View. It's a Thursday. You know what that means. It means that Sheldon will be here. And we are going to be looking at a very, very interesting theme today. It's music that politicians use when they campaign. I think you're going to have lots of fun. Some of it actually will surprise you. So we'll have that conversation and lots of that music just after 9 o'clock. So do expect Sheldon to be with us just after 9 o'clock. Leroy will also come through just before 9 o'clock, and he'll tell us what to watch. I've got to tell you, his selection is really, really impressive today, and so I'm looking forward to that conversation. Parliament deteriorated today to a level that I just thought was just disgusting. We are not going to play all of that for you because it really went down to the gutter. But I was really disappointed because there's this idea that, you know, only one political party usually disrupts proceedings. But I found today that literally, I think almost all of them were just downright rude. In fact, I think the ANC was a little quiet today. But it was just so disappointing. I kept thinking to myself, I don't know whether they actually sometimes sit and think through why they're there. You know, they're there to represent the public. People have asked them and expect them to go there and deal with real issues and the mudslinging and the nonsense that gets discussed there. Not really the issues of the day, but stuff that is just completely inappropriate and just doesn't belong in Parliament. And so we'll give you a sense of what that was like. But really, most importantly, also Minister of Agriculture John Steenhuisen was also responding to questions posed to him about his trip to Washington. So he responds to that. So you'll get a chance to hear that. We'll speak about Gauteng Health, which is owing 30,000 entrepreneurs money. We'll have that conversation just to get a sense of really why it is the way it is. There was a memorial today for the 30-year-old Olerato Mongale who, geez, I mean, that story is just chilling, absolutely chilling. Was found murdered, three suspects, and one has been arrested. We'll get the latest from our senior reporter, Katlego Sekgoto. But when you just think and sit and reflect on what this moment calls for me, I just thought we should have a little conversation. Let's just have a POV family meeting about what has to happen now. What kind of conversations do we need to be having with ourselves, about ourselves? Is it a conversation? Or what kind of action do we require? Jocelyn's mother today was sentenced to life imprisonment. And she goes to prison without having said a word about where Jocelyn is. Not a word. She has said absolutely nothing. So she goes in and no one knows where Jocelyn is. And so we need to ask ourselves, what kind of conversations do we need to have at this moment to ask ourselves what this moment is really asking us to do? I really, really want to hear from you. What are you saying to your friends, to your family members, to yourself? What is going on? 086-00-00959. Let's have a conversation. I don't have an expert for you because I don't know if there's anything we have not heard. And I don't want to blame game because we've done that already. People have been outraged, all of that. What kind of a conversation has to take place now? What has to happen now? I am completely out of ideas. I am shocked. I don't know. I have no words. So maybe you guys know where we need to take this. 086-00-00959. Send those voice notes on 063-688-0959. Our reporter, as I said, Katlego Sekgoto, has been watching this story and has been following this, has been also at the memorial. Really just, I've asked her to come through to just give us an update on where the case is at the moment. Katlego, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Altamelo.
So you've been watching this really horrific story of Olerato, and what's the latest on this case?
Yeah, so Pimelo, I mean, the murder of Olerato, who, mind you, was a journalism graduate and she was pursuing other qualifications, has left us stunned. And as you rightly say, it's chilling, not only because of how she was killed, but if one looks at it, because of this disturbing network that appears to be behind it. And the details in relation to the case itself, Pimelo, is that she met a man at a mall in Bloemfontein. And after a few days of chatting, he traveled to Joburg. He picked her up from her home in Athol, and this was on Sunday. Now, she, it's understood, was going on a date, but just hours later, her body was discovered in Lombardy West, and this is where she was discovered to have been murdered. Now, the vehicle linked to the crime, this is a white VW Polo, was found to have cloned number plates, and the vehicle now has been found at a panel beater in Phoenix, Durban. That was the breakthrough announcement by police earlier this morning. And inside, police found traces of blood. Now, that car is registered to the father of one of the suspects who has since been arrested. And Pimelo, even more unsettling is that the mother of another suspect has now also been taken into custody for questioning, accused of tipping off her son to help him escape arrest. Now, you know, these aren't just accomplices by chance. It seems that the parents allegedly protected their sons. And police have made it quite clear who they are looking for. The names are Pilange Kosi, Makanya, Bongani Mtimkulu, and Fezile Ngubani. Now, also, some of the two suspects, this is Makanya and Mtimkulu, were already out on bail after being arrested in April on kidnapping and robbery charges. So, you know, people questioning who is even the magistrate who released them on bail. And police making it very clear that this is not an isolated incident. They believe that these are men who are part of a syndicate that targets women, often at shopping malls or online. It appears that they build some kind of trust and then they lure victims.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to the police spokesperson, she was making the point that they have a similar modus operandi. And in fact, since the distribution of a telephone number where people and victims can call in, they have had hundreds of calls saying, yes, we know them, we know them. Yes, they have also dated us or tried to date us. Isn't that incredible?
Absolutely. And it's just heartbreaking. And I think one of the interesting things, or the important things that the family spokesperson of Olerato was saying, and this is Criselda Kananda last night, saying that we really need to move away from victim blaming. Olerato thought she was just going on a date with someone. She innocently was seeking companionship. And so, you know, really making a call to people to stop with the narratives around, you know, what was she wearing? Why did she go out with someone she barely knows? Highlighting that, well, of course, when you go on a date, oftentimes you don't really know the person. So very harrowing. I also have seen some of the posts on social media, people saying they may have been robbed by these people or they encountered them. Definitely distressing and a chilling story.
Yeah. As you said, you know, what's more chilling is that they are out on bail for a similar case of, I don't know, robbing some women, not just one. And here we are again. How much do we know about the father, the owner of the vehicle?
Well, the father has been taken in and it seems that police are questioning him about his, you know, as someone who owned the vehicle. But those details, exactly how they linked to this particular incident, is not yet clear. Those details still need to be perhaps shared by police. But I did see, you know, an interview with the KZN, because the story has now moved from Gauteng to KZN. The KZN provincial spokesperson saying, the commissioner, saying that they are at a delicate stage of the investigation.
Yeah.
And so keeping some of those details under wraps.
Appreciate your time there, Katlego, and for following the story. Really appreciate it, Katlego Sokoto there, our senior reporter who's been watching the story and giving us the latest on the Olorato Mongale's case, which is absolutely chilling. And I said to you earlier, you know, I just want to hear your thoughts on where do we go from here? What do we say to ourselves about ourselves when we are in a situation like this? I want to take your calls, 086-00-959. Moshe, you're calling in from Soweto. Good evening. Kiteng le kae, Moshe?
Kiteng. Altumela, I stayed on two sides of the coin on this issue. And I'm going to make 2 points, and I hope I can be succinct in what I'm going to say. Altumela, I'm in the e-hailing space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one incident is that I've taken a lady from a shopping mall to wherever she was staying. And the minute she got into the car, like, please, booty, don't rob me. And I'm like, oh, sis, you just requested, and I have no intentions of doing that. And she related a story to me saying that she was at a shopping mall. She was approached by a guy and asked for numbers, you know, that whole courting thing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy sent her 300 rand. Like, I know you can have lunch, you know. And I think this is the modus operandi of these guys, where they establish trust by giving money. You know, she said she got 300 e-wallet from this guy. She withdrew it and she went on with her shopping. The guy later called and said, hey, are you still in the mall? Because I'm around the area. I can drop you off at home. She said, okay, no sure problem. Because now I call it honeypotting, where the guy established trust by giving
sending
her
the money.
Yes. And she picked her up.
260.
Sorry. And then after that, what happened is she picked him up with a friend. Halfway through the journey, they pulled out the gun, took her phone, got her bank, like got her to transfer money from the banking app, right? And one of the conversations I'd like to have with ladies, don't be honeypotted by money. You know, because I think that establishes trust. And then you let your guard down. You know, imagine for a nigger 300 and you let a stranger take you home, even if you didn't know them. She lost an iPhone and I think about 6,000 rand that she explained. So coming to my second point, I transport young ladies to these flashy places, your friends in four ways, where they are requested by men to go there on the hopes of getting money. And on the second point, I've heard guys tell me, like, dude, I went to a club or I went to dinner, I met this lady and we were all having a conversation, all nice and everything. The morning, the ladies now will request 5,000 rand or more. You know, these are the realities that we live in. I'm not trying to justify what's happening, but these are the safety measures and things that we need to talk as a society, that let us not be enticed, let our young women and especially women not be enticed by money, because these are some of the elements they use to lure these people in. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about a theory. I'm talking about personal experiences or encounters that I had with people, which why this topic touched me so much, because I've seen both sides of a coin. And the common thread in this is money, you know, from the ones that I know, that I've spoken to, you know? And that we need to have a broader conversation with our brothers and sisters, especially women, to say, don't be lured by the prospect of money. I know the economy is not doing well. We are not doing well as a country. But quick cash is not the answer. Because these men will lure these young women with the promise of money. And then they lose their guard and they put down their walls and we find ourselves in such situations.
Musha, thank you for that. Thank you for your call. I'm not going to correct anything Musha is saying, because that's just one perspective, right? There are many, many perspectives to all of this. And this is exactly the point. The point is that it's an important time for all of us to put forward our perspective about what is going on. We obviously don't know what happened here. We don't know. So it's not really a focus on Olorato. It's more a question about what is happening in society. And I made the point earlier to say, look, we're sitting here with Jocelyn, who we don't know her whereabouts. And we have her mother, her own mother, someone who was supposed to protect her, who's gone now into jail for life. Of course, apparently they'll appeal that. But the point here is that she's been found guilty, going into prison for life. And she hasn't said a word about what happened to her daughter. And so we have to have real conversations about what kind of a society we are becoming and what has to happen now. I really want to hear your take on all of this. And as I said, I don't know if I can say to you your perspective is wrong, because I actually don't know. But I think it's important for us to have a conversation. 086-000-00959. And then you can send the voice notes as well on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.